Good morning. This is yesterday's audio view, sort of continuing on the thought that I had yesterday. I was just kind of wondering, should a photographer have a manifesto of sorts, a sort of set of rules that they try and adhere to? Obviously, you shouldn't really need to write them down because they should be so much of a part of you that it dictates what you take photos of, and it's just natural. But maybe to get some direction, I was just thinking it might be a good idea to write something down. Yeah, because I don't know, just kind of walking around town, I was just thinking a photographer's job perhaps is to show the world something. You see something, think it's interesting, so you take a photo of that thing and you show it to the world. For example, with street photography, you just take a photo of people walking around the street. What's the interesting thing you're trying to show the world there? So I was thinking maybe to give yourself direction, you need to sit down and write some rules or something, I don't know. Just so I know who I am, because the guy that I was chatting to on Tuesday has very much kind of a good head about him in a way. He doesn't shoot digital at all, kind of has that principle, knows exactly why he's kind of shooting film and has a whole process in mind of where he's going with it. Whereas me, I'm just taking photos, and perhaps that's the wrong thing to do. Perhaps I need direction. Anyway, I'm out of breath because I'm walking uphill and talking at the same time. Well, I'm not out of breath, but you know, it might sound a bit strange on here. So I'm going to go have a cup of tea and wait for shops and exhibitions to open, because hopefully I'm going to be photographed the several of 1,000 miles with my wide angle, and hopefully that'll be a good shot. So till later, goodbye.